someday in March. Actually, it's the 7th, and I'm not sure what day of the week this is.
That's a Friday.
Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, the tones of Phyllis Jones. She's Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Southwest. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay, so you're kind of new to the house, right?
I've been there about 4 months. Okay. Yeah, I know a lot about the house. Dina Jeffries is the executive director, and she's a great friend of mine, and she asked me to join her team a few months back and been rocking and rolling since then.
And what is your job title over there?
I'm the director of development, which okay. basically is fundraising and our special events. And we've got our huge, one of two big ones coming up on Friday, March the 7th.
It's called the Red Shoe Shindig.
That's it, yeah.
Hmm.
All right, so tell us basically what's going to happen at the event.
Well, rumor has it, it's one of the best parties in town. And it is true. It's at the Market Alumni Center. We'll have an opening band as you're coming in for open bar. That's always a crowd pleaser. We'll have a fabulous dinner there. The market people do great food. We'll have a silent and a live auction. We have some surprise guests that we can't mention yet. And then we have a dance band. Everybody knows Element. So we'll be dancing the night away and all the while raising money for our families that stay at the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, okay. You said you couldn't mention the special guest yet. Can we get you back on the show later, closer to the event?
That's a fantastic idea.
And
absolutely.
Announce who those
she's prairie.
Please, thank you, Lori.
She's prairie dogging us. She's only been there 4 months, and she knows how to get back in the
door. Yeah, I need to be back before March 7th. Absolutely.
I thought maybe she would have left her purse here. Oh, I got to come back.
No, it's a special guest. I'll come and tell you. Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us basically the families that do stay at Ronald McDonald House, for people that don't know. Right. Your function is to help people that are getting treatment for cancer.
Our house is for families that are outside of Lubbock County as they are healing their critically ill or injured children back to health. They then have a place to stay with us. So their children are at Covenant and UMC, and this allows them a place to stay that is like a home. Some of them are there for a night or two at a time. Some of them are there for a month or more at a time. But I want to add also, we also provide things for folks in Lubbock County, and those are our Ronald McDonald family rooms. So those are actually many Ronald McDonald houses in Covenant and in UMC. So that's for anybody. So that's if you or I had a problem situation, we could just duck in there. So, because a lot of times families don't want to leave the hospitals. When mm-hmm. their kids are that sick, you know, you want to be right there.
That's right.
So the house is for those folks that live outside the county and cannot go back and forth in the evenings, and it provides them a safe haven, a place to do their laundry, to actually sleep on a nice bed, get a home cooked meal, and that kind of a thing. So that's what we provide.
And what does it cost these families to stay in the Ronald McDonald House?
It costs them absolutely nothing, and that's where you guys come into play. We are supported strictly by donations, grant money, sponsorships. We've got a lot of generous people in West Texas, and that's what keeps us rolling. I don't think many people are aware that we represent 69 counties. We have a quarter of the state of Texas, and we have a little chunk of the southeastern part of New Mexico. And when I say we have that, all of those areas, their sick people come to this medical hub. And so we're the house that takes care of these families while they're healing, or not healing, but being with their children as they're nursing them back to health.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but KFYO covers, you say you serve 69 counties. Mm-hmm. KFYO blankets or covers 52 counties.
Okay, see.
Eastern third of New Mexico, mm-hmm. over to Baylor and Throckmorton County to the east, up to Amarillo, mm-hmm. down Midland, Odessa, Abilene, and whatnot. 141,925 square kilometers officially.
Wow, I'm impressed. I don't know that piece of it. I just know 69 counties. But we do get a lot of our families. A huge portion of our families are from the Permian Basin and the Hobbs, New Mexico area. And we do reach out to San Angelo, Snyder, you know, all that region. And I don't know, again, people are not really aware of how big the house is. When it opened 25 and a half years ago, we started with 9 family rooms. We now have 17. Mm. And we are 85 to 90% full every day of the year.
Wow.
So, it's a large we've got a lot going on and really, have a lot of needs in terms of, you know, what the community can help us with, whether it's funding or just on hands volunteering or attending a fantastic event like the Red Shoe Shindig.
Uh-huh.
Come and have a great time and support a great cause.
Yeah, so, check this out. The individual ticks are, $125 and $225 a couple.
Yeah.
Now, I know, you know, you're trying to get this put together, and you guys, you're new to the house, but this event's a big deal, and so you have available presenting sponsor, and then like a red stiletto sponsorship. I didn't know that Ronald McDonald wore red stilettos, but okay,
it's a play on the shoes.
All right.
Yeah,
red boot sponsor, ruby slipper sponsor, table sponsors, and like I said, the event tickets. Now, there's another way that you can help too, because they are looking for auction items. Tell us about that and how people can get in touch with you.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I have to brag on Tom a bit because he just got word about the fact that I personally was seeking out, you know, about a dozen of the top fantastic restaurants in town and asking them to give us $100 gift certificate so that we could package that as an auction item for fabulous dinner out for a year. And immediately when Tom saw this email come through, he called and generously donated $100 gift certificate from, you want to tell them your favorite?
Catalina's Authentic Mexican Restaurant, 34th Street and Avenue P. Now, here's the thing. You know, Phyllis thought, well, I don't know, I better be checking up on these guys. So you know what she does? Yeah, you know, she goes over to Catalina's and eats.
Right, Saturday night. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I didn't know that it used to be La Fiesta. Gosh, you hadn't eaten in La Fiesta if you're from Lubbock. But truthfully, Tom turned me back on to a fantastic local restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's now called Catalina's. And we're segueing into giving them a big commercial. But, you know, hey, if he can purchase a $100 dinner gift certificate for us, that is fantastic.
Right. And that $100 will go a long way at Catalina's.
Oh, yeah.
That is exactly. Oh, my gosh, yeah, after being there. And it is fantastic.
Yeah, that's essentially well in excess of, you know, 13, 14 smothered burrito plates.
He asked me if that's what I had Saturday night, but it wasn't. But the food was great.
But, you know, and realistically speaking, I have to say, you know, to Jose and Hector Perez, the brothers that have owned that now for 3 years, they do a great job over there, but you know, thanks for them working with us and you know, making it possible.
Very generous,
exactly.
You know, they're one of our partners.
What other prizes are you looking for?
Well, we have got a lot of things that we're collecting, and luckily we've got a couple of volunteers that are really helping us out. Kathy Morton and her daughter Allison Pritchard. I'm give them a shout out because they're collecting some phenomenal sports memorabilia that we'll be able to auction off. And but we're looking for quality things because again, it's all about raising money for our families and keeping them comfortable and paying our rent and, you know, having those things to provide for them when they're at the house. So really any and everything, that people are, think that they could donate, then give us a call or an email at the house and we'll visit.
Okay. Check this out. You can probably go to KFYO.com a little bit later on this morning and check out the podcast. You can, Google Ronald McDonald House. And if you would like to participate, you may not be able to go to the event. And that's fine. But you know what? If you'd like to make a contribution, you can go out and buy a $100 gift card to one of the area restaurants here in Lubbock and, you know, give it to Ronald McDonald House. It'd be awesome.
That's right.
Hey, Chad Hasty is coming up next. Thanks, Phyllis, for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll see you in the morning.